Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, just one moment. Amen, amen. I'm trying to wait for other people to come on.
Amen.
Maybe about. Won't keep you long tonight. Matter of fact, I'm going to go on and pray. So it could be a good meeting. Let me just read the scripture real quick. It's always in order when you're having anything.
I'll be right back.
Or the enemy
won't. I'll be right back. Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm going to read from 101, Psalms 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. I will not know a wicked person. Let's see. Whoso privily slandered his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that have an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. I have just read from Psalms 101 from the first verse down to the fifth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. And everybody, you all can mute your phones. You can mute your phones until you get ready to say something. Wait a minute, people texting me. Wait a minute. So what we're doing, we're talking about the convocation in March. It'll be in March. And I was just wanting to see if anyone have any, if you have any ideas, anything. I mean, this is my first convocation, so I'm trying to really get things the right way. So, and I know that I'm going to have some help. I'm going to have some help. So what I'll do is, you know, I just want to know because we're going to have, it's going to be 3 days. It's either going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's going to be like that, but we want to just find out because some people, they like to go to their own church on Sundays. So we're going to see if we can get it changed out. We're going to go to, okay, we're going to go to the venue to see if we can change some things around and like that. But Bishop is on here now, so he kind of handles some things. Bishop Davis.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, give me one moment. I pray all is well. But yes, Apostle, that's so true, and we're definitely we want to, when it comes to that particularly, we just want to be respectful for leaders that have churches, because I know that that is a way of finances to the church. So we just don't want them to feel as if we're trying to overlook them and their ministry and their time and the effort that they put towards. Apostle, did you, I don't know how far the conversation went.
I was just asking them, did they have any ideas, anything that we can do because we do need your help. I don't know, because everybody is, you know, doing something, one thing or another. And if I can get some help with some things, I know I want to have a souvenir book so that I can remember my first convocation. And then I'm going to probably, I don't know about that. But anyway, yeah, I want to get that, and I want all of you or anybody else you know to put their business or just put a congratulations or encouraging word, whatever it is, in the souvenir book. And then in other things, I really, really would like help with this thing, because like I said, Bishop, I can't keep worrying him all the time. So if any of you can help, now I don't really know you know, what kind of help. If you know anybody that, like, we have some people coming from North Carolina and South Carolina, you know, and if anybody want to come, they can probably get together with them and write with them or something like that. And then we just got to get some things together. I really, because I know we have to have a choir, or we can have some ushers, or, you know, just, and then the ones that's not coming, I understand. You know, I understand.
Yeah, that's so true, Apostle. There's so much that actually it's put into making this event so festive, because it's a celebration. It's also enlightenment. It's educational. It's powerful, it's emotional, it's so many different things that comes in this, because this is the beginning. This is really going to jumpstart the new year for the believer, or believers, rather. And what's going on now, and Apostle, I don't know if you told them about the group that we have coming. Did you get a chance to?
No,
Okay. We have a, I called in a favor, and I got a hold. I don't know how many people's on the line, but is anyone aware of quartet music? Anybody like quartet music on here?
Can you say it again, Bishop? What's the name of the music?
Oh, quartet. It's a style of music. It's a genre.
Quartet. Okay, quartet. Yeah, okay, quartet music. Okay.
Okay, quartet. These are a professional group, female, all-female group by the name of the Alabama Girls. I don't know if anybody ever heard of them, but they're very famous. They have songs out there. Matter of fact, Apostle got a chance to talk to her today, Stephania, the lead singer of this group. And matter of fact, they have on YouTube, they have over 9 million views of their music.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been to Michigan quite a few times. And an Apostle, to be honest with you, she said she just loved your spirit, how sweet you are. And what we want to do is we're growing in the right direction, and we're going in the right direction, and we're getting other people, celebrities, to come in and to fulfill this. So after Apostle preaches on that official night, we'll have them to come in and to sing for us. And to do our praise and worship. And then guess what? Now we're bringing a different set of people involved into the city, because now we have a professional group coming. Now we're getting a different, now we have quartet people coming. Now we're going to have praise and worship people coming. All of these things make a grand service and make it effective. And not just them, but we want to get other people. I know Ernest Pugh. I didn't think about him at the time. But as time progressed, probably in 2024, we can get him to come and sing some of his songs. You know what I mean? So we want to gravitate. We want to bring these people in to what God is doing with us. So what it's doing is, now we're not alone in this thing. And Stephanie even told me she's willing to do an interview because they have new music coming out next year. So she's even willing to come on the radio with you, Apostle, and do an interview.
Okay.
Celebrating and also promoting them coming. So I think that's a blessing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're not alone in this. Now we're bringing it together. We just have to make it powerful and impactful. And it has to be educational as well, so that people don't leave just with a good, hearty good time, but also they leave empowered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also excited for the following year to come. Like, hey, listen, I can't wait to get back down here. I can't wait to come back to Michigan. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. This was powerful, because we want to also do interviews with people too. You know, while the services are going on, we want to do some interviews. Hey, how's it going? I love it so far. The teaching is great. The preaching is wonderful. The praise and worship, all of these things are so important in a service. You know what I mean? This is the upbringing. This is the uproar. We're bringing it to a forefront. And when we're doing this, we want God to be pleased with what we're doing. We don't just want to just give God an anyhow praise. And some would say, give him an anyhow praise. No, we want to structure praise.
Yeah.
You know. So we're going to need ushers. We're going to need volunteers, those that to donate their time. And at a later date, we can bring everybody back and just thank them for what they've done. You know, collectively, we can come back together. But just to get the word out, just to get this and to make it accomplished with this vision, what Apostle's vision is, for it to be fulfilled. That's this whole purpose. This purpose is a kingdom. You know? So, I was just so elated and to have that. I was sent her number today. I called her, and man, just to see the power of God bestowed upon us like this, this was such an awesome experience. It really was.
Yeah. I have a question, and I'm sorry to kind of kick in, but my time is a little short. I got to go to work. But I really like what you're talking about with the quartet music, the quartet group. And my question is, for those who are, how can I say, I don't know if it's on the executive board or those who are actually like maybe the ones who are meeting with Apostle, like on a weekly basis. For me, I would like to know what you want me to do. I know there's a lot to do, and I know all that Apostle doesn't know, and I don't know either. But it would help if, I know you're saying we need choir. I mean, we need ushers, we need volunteers. So those are the kind of things that I think that it would help me to know exactly. I could say, okay, I'll do this or I'll do that or whatever for people who are actually listening, participating, so that we can see where we're going to be placed, where we're going to be put. That would kind of help me with the whole scope of everything. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing. I'm willing to help, but I know Apostle is saying she needs help. So it would better clarify for me, if I could say it for the lack of words, like when you're asking for help, what do you want me to do? So that we can start putting things in, you know, names in place and with whatever people are going to be doing.
But you know what, Prophet Brown, there's people that don't live here in this city, but they can do other things. I'm sorry, Bishop. They can do other things. There's other things like typing or calling people or just ideas that they can get that we can do here, or they can make some telephone calls, the ones that's not, doesn't live here. You can make telephone calls because it's so many things that we have to do that I can't do everything. I just really cannot. And Prophet is, like she says, she has to go to work, and I do need some help in calling and stuff. And so I can get things to you. I can get what I need to you. And what we can do here, Prophetess Brown can do most of that. Her hand's going to be full because, I mean, I can only do so much. I got to keep up with the preaching and the teaching and the praying. I can't do a whole lot of things. I really need some help.
Okay. That's okay. And I understood what you just said, Apostle. All right. So what I'm going to do is this. I'll say this, and then Apostle, we'll probably talk about it a little later. Who's all on the line, first of all?
Can everybody introduce themselves, say their name, please? You can unmute.
Yes, well, good evening, everyone. This is Sister Ashley, Prophetess Ashley.
Okay.
I live in Georgia.
Oh,
and I'm over here with Willie Mae. I believe she's on the line.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Prophetess Willie Mae Jones. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Okay, great to meet. Is that all who's on the line?
No.
Anyway, about 5 or 10 minutes. But... I'm from the staff with Apostle Dean.
This is who now?
Pardon me?
Oh, say again, what did you say?
No, sir, I said I'm from Michigan. I said I'm with Apostle Dean. I'm in the same place.
That's Prophet Brown.
Brown.
Yes.
Carla Brown? Okay, all right. All right. Well, I'm Bishop William Davis from South Carolina. Anyone else that's on the line? No? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't want to say anything, but it's okay. But,
okay.
You're going to talk.
Yeah. I was going to say this to answer Prophet Brown's. All right. So we understand that you handle with Apostle on the day-to-day basis, right? I think you work in different areas, different things, but you do handle with Apostle on a regular basis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So your assignment, you're not really going to have an assignment. Okay. I'm just going to say that. Your hands are going to be in the plow to a lot of different things because of who you are, two Apostle. So we would call you, and in the church of our Lord, we'll call you by a name. It's called an adjutant. It's called an adjutant general, okay, which means that your needs is to the leadership of the apostle to make sure that certain things are being done when you have time to implement. Now, I did hear that Sister Monica was supposed to be on the line. I don't know if she's on here or not. But I did hear she's at work. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's an assistant to aid
okay.
you, correct?
Yeah, she's there.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
Can you hear
so that's I can now. Somebody's phone was going in and out. But to the two prophetess that just entered, God bless you. And what we would need from you really, because you're not there, you're not, well, in Michigan, you're in Georgia, and somebody's in North Carolina. Okay, so what we're going to need from you is that when it gets closer to the month, we're going to need some intercessory prayers. But at this time, too, we're going to need some inputs and some different things of how can we get aid far as to get ushers. I'm not saying that's what y'all won't be doing. That's not what I'm saying. But if we know some people that may be willing to volunteer and to support this vision, that believes in it, if that makes sense. Because we also want to see for those that follow Apostle on her social media page, if they want to volunteer and help during this time too. Then we'll have more people to utilize. And then we can put more people into, you know, auxiliaries, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, that makes sense.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So right mm-hmm. now, God never created a position without a need. So because there's a need, but there's not enough people right now for us to create a position, so we have to create a body.
Right.
And as we're going, we can give out different, okay, auxiliaries. Hey, listen, you can be over the ushers. Let's just make sure. And the greeters and ushers are two different, but they're still the same. Greeters are so more soothing. Hey, how you doing? Not everybody can do that. You know, ushers,
right.
I don't talk much. I'm just going to get you straight to your seat. Come on in. Let me get you to sit on down, blah, 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 blah. I'm going back to get the next person. The greeter, somebody who's actually have a gift of gab where they can talk. We need people like that because we don't know who coming in.
Right.
All right. And then we're going to need somebody that's going to be an adjutant, one of the prophetess or male prophetess, whoever we may have. We want to be able to serve our leadership guests and make sure that we are to their aid. So we need one person that's going to be an adjutant to only leaderships, pastors, reverends, doctors, whomever it may go, apostles, bishops, archbishops, presiding prelates, all of those all of those names and figures and officials, we want to make sure that we have somebody to aid them. All right? So then,
right.
You know, y'all may say, listen, I know a praise and worship team. We're going to need somebody to do praise and worship. We're going to have to create this praise and worship team. My job, I'll be honest with you, is to aid Apostle, but also as a bishop of protocol, I'm going to bring the order into the establishment. That's all I'm here. It's just to help bring order into this establishment, to set the order and to set the pace. We've all been in a preaching place where we had to do multiple hats before we preach. That's very difficult to do. So God has sent mandates upon men and women to set order into the house. And that's what they call the bishop of protocol. So we're going to set order. That means order to worship, order to praise, open up with thanksgiving, open up with the intercessory prayer, or open up with praise and worship. Let's get everybody in. Let's gather their thoughts. And after that's done, guess what? I go back to making sure that everything is being ran smoothly. Make sure that Apostle never – let me tell you something about God. God is not omnipresent. I'm sorry, I don't mean to mess up your theology or your thesis, but God is not omnipresent. It never says that God left the throne. Nowhere in Scripture where you'll read God stood up and left the throne. Never. If you find it, you let me know. There's no place in Scripture that stated that God, well, you know why? Because the apostle is never supposed to leave her place. Why? Yes, and the reason why I'm using her as a God figure, that's right. I'm using her as a God in a God's position because we have to go back to the book of Moses. Well, Moses ain't got no book, but y'all know what I'm talking about, the book of Genesis. Exodus, rather. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, that when Moses got into a certain place, that he separated himself into 70 men to do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. The king never loses his throne. So as an apostle, as the chief prelate, okay, which means she is the chief praiser, she should not have to leave her seat just to see about something. Now, Jesus, he leaves his seat. Jesus said, come on, the Bible said, Jesus said, I'll come down and I'll be with you. All right, this ain't no Bible study. I'm sorry. I'll shut
up. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm excited. That's all. I get excited. I've been ministering all day. I'm excited. I'm sorry.
Yes, it's okay.
But y'all get the gist.
Yes.
We
do.
I feel this thing. I don't know about y'all. I don't play this. This is my life. This is what I do on a regular day basis. I believe what God is doing in us, he's going to fulfill it. This is a mission. We're going to fulfill the mission. We're bringing, listen here, we're bringing South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina to Michigan. We're bringing states back together. We've been broken up for so long. Churches don't even work together anymore. It's time to renew and reunite the body of Christ. This is the mission. It's to bring the government into one place. I'm not talking about the new world order. That ain't of God. When they shall set that one world order, that's not of God. God didn't talk about the one or one. He talked about the kingdom.
Unity. Unity.
Yeah.
Okay. So that new world order coming in, mess, that ain't of God.
Right.
That's blasphemy. That's when the Pope shall stand before and he shall declare that one world order with all the leaders around the world. The Bible says there shall be a great peace in the land. We're talking about tribulation. But now, for now, we're talking about government, kingdom work. That's government, spiritual government, literal government. Us taking over our regions, taking our cities back, taking our House of Representatives back, taking our city councils back, our county councils. That's where the power is. Stop worrying about the Supreme Court and them. What makes your government is your local officials, your governor, your city officials. Those are the ones that make. Those are your legislators. Those are your rule makers. And they need for us to have the power of influence in their life. That means some of us need to move some of these people out the way and get some kingdom people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what this is what this Holy Conference is. It's to empower us.
Yes.
Now, quiet. I'm going to delinquish the remainder of my time.
We're going to have communion. I'm going to wash feet. And
yeah.
We're going to hopefully affirm and ordain, consecrate. So, you know, and that's going to happen on the day that I preach. So we have a lot to do that day, but we will have communion and we will have foot washing. And I did that last year, but it wasn't a holy convocation last year. This year it is. So I just want to, that's why I'm getting that souvenir book, because I want to keep that my first year. So, but if you all can mm-hmm. think of anything where you can be of any kind of help, and I'm going to be thinking and stuff, trying to get you something where you can do, I know I'm going to have some people for everyone to call and stuff like that. You can just announce your name, Prophet Sadler.
Hello, everyone. This is, yes, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
I can hear
Hello,
you
everyone.
Now.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry for the tardiness. I had my phone on vibrate and didn't get the message. So I do apologize for my tardiness.
Okay.
But my name is Lakelia Sattler, and I am open and willing to do and to step in wherever I'm needed.
Amen.
Okay, so.
Let's be the name of the Lord.
We'll be here. She'll be here. Her and her husband will be here. So they can do some things here as well. We're just trying to find out who we can get to help. We got a lot of things to do. And we got a short time to do them.
Okay. Yeah. And what's needed?
Okay.
Bishop.
Well. Yes, ma'am. So what we have discussed so far, I have to do communion with one of these, one of our men members, so I'm going to have to leave shortly. But what took place tonight is that we have decided to give out auxiliaries. Right now we need ushers. We need praise and worship leaders. We need presiders,
greeters.
We need greeters, facilitators. So it's a vast of things that will be needed during this conference. And the reason being is because
we need people to like take care of the leaders when they come in. You know, the other apostles and bishops and stuff. We need somebody just assigned to them for whatever they need, like that. And I'm going to get some stuff wrote down and typed up, and then I'm going to email it to everybody to see if they can do, because, like I said, we're going to do the souvenir book. I'm even thinking about getting some, doing a raffle and stuff like that, just to bring some funds in for whatever we have to do. And just trying to keep our head above water, because I just don't know all what everything entails.
you know, this is, like I said, the first one. And once I get through with this, I will know everything. But if anybody have any ideas, anything, if I'm missing anything, Bishop, I know you got to go. I got
No, actually, you've covered that ground. But what we're basically doing is we're just me. If you know anyone that wants to participate, that can believe, that will believe in this vision, that's what we love. That's what we want to get. And I love the way you just came in with the open heart to do. Now, if I'm not mistaken, are you related to Apostle?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. All right. All right. I just felt your spirit. That's all.
It's my baby.
Okay. Yeah, you can tell she got that mother. you have your mother's spirit. That you're
yes,
a giver.
Sir.
And that's a blessing. God's going to continue to give to you as you give to others.
Bless
but
you.
What I'm basically saying in this sense, we need people to believe, because we're not just going to be sowing physically. We also need to sow spiritually and financially into this
Amen.
Event. You know, believe it or not, the 12 disciples, and I'm going to say this, now I need y'all to hear me real quick when I say it, because I'm going to get out of here. The 12 disciples wasn't broke.
Amen.
All right. All right, so when Jesus started his ministry with Peter and his brother, Andrew, you know what happened? They were fishing. When Jesus started his ministry, they were millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about it. He told them to cast the net on the other side. And the Bible says, he said, cast your net. They thought he was talking about just what they had. What Jesus was telling them, get some help with some other nets, because you're not going to be able to hold the weight of the fish. What we're doing here is called net fishing, but we're networking.
Amen.
That's how network was produced. Okay, we're creating network. That means whatever you got, I got. Whatever I got, you got. It's called the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meanwhile, while we're networking, God is going to teach us how to build men, how to build women, how to build businesses. So guess what? By the time we get ready to do this again the following year, guess what? I'd already be paid off twice. In a bigger venue, and more people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It only if we believe. And guess what, though? This is not just about us. They lived off of this. This is how you know they were millionaires. They lived off this money for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on. You know when the money started getting low? The money started getting low when Jesus told the man to go down to the dock and look in the fish and look and get the gold. Come on. And he said, matter of fact, pay your taxes and pay mine too. This was preparing for his death.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We can have succession. We're going to have apostolic succession. We're going to teach on that, so because people don't know what apostolic succession is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to teach on that. We're also going to teach on kingdom leadership. We're going to teach on business, apostles in business. She's going to teach us how to actually handle finances. We need these things. These are the things. I don't just need to know how to preach and how to shout and juggle and buckle. I need to know how to live after I receive power. I need to know what to do with money after I receive it. Come on.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I digress. Apostle, back into your hands. I love all of you. I pray the grace of God and the peace of God and the sweet community to be with you. Until next time, we'll be talking, okay?
Amen.
God bless you. God
God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. So I'm gonna get ready. I'm going to get some things typed up and stuff, and you all can pick out of what, because like I say, I need some things typed up on the computer, especially that ad book, and then I need invitation letters typed up. I need, because we're gonna be inviting leaders, and I need some. What else?
I could do a lot of the typing.
Okay. And need that ad book, though, because I want the people on the live, as people who I pray for and love and stuff, to just get an ad, because this is going to be memorable for me, because this is my first one, my first year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But, and then I got to make sure all of the band or the music is in order and stuff like that. I mean, I'm going to probably get some boutonnieres and stuff like that for, I don't know about that. I don't even know if they have that kind of stuff at that. But I know I still got stuff from last year when I did the affirmation and consecration. I still got a lot of stuff for the tables and candles and stuff like that. I still got a lot of stuff from what we had from last year, so we will not have to go and get a whole lot of other stuff. But just the support. Like I said, I'm gonna get some what we need. I'm gonna type it up. I'll have you type it up, prophetess, and email it to people, and what they can do from where they are. They can do that for me. You might be making some telephone calls, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that, because, like I said, Carlin, Prophetess Brown, does a lot, but she's working, and she can't do a whole lot of things. She work at night, but, you know, you don't want people driving you around when they worked all night and she's tired and stuff like that. So if I can get in some help from you all, I would be so grateful. And like I say, you may not even have to leave your home, but if you could just, you know, like I say, make some phone calls, type some stuff up, or just some suggestions and stuff like that, what we can do and stuff like that. That's basically all. I was just feeling overwhelmed myself because I've been kind of under the weather all day, and I had said I'm going to have Bible class on tonight because I'm not feeling the best. But, you know, I always compress my way. I'm trying to make sure I'm ready for prayer in the morning. So I've been just falling asleep, because what happened was I took the COVID vaccine and I took a flu shot, and they shot me in each arm, and my arm been so sore that I'm not able to hardly raise them up. And my fever is breaking. I took two Tylenol, and I'm sweating now. So my temperature is falling down, breaking.
Mm.
But I want to be ready so I could get on the prayer in the morning and won't have a big problem with it, because, you know, the enemy be attacking me, and I don't want him to see me weak at all. So I'm trying to just rest tonight, and in the morning I get on the prayer thing, on the prayer line.
Amen.
So just need you all to be praying for me. I know, you know, it's Amen. You know, they were saying how the hospitals and stuff is filling up with the COVID again. And so I had one of my boosters. I stopped yesterday and got my booster. And then they give you, when you over a certain age, they give you a senior flu shot. And that's like double what the regular person under 50 would get. So, or under 55 would get. So I got double the flu shot, and then I got a COVID. And then when I tell you, I've been feeling terrible all day, but I thank and praise God that I'm sitting up in the bed and stuff like that. And I thank and praise God for you all just getting on, showing your support and stuff like that. Anything you all come up with or can remember, I have never ever been to a convocation. I always came out of a Baptist church
and they had conventions. So that's what I'm used to, not the convocation. So if you know how the convocation goes, you know, just let us know, because I don't know how convocation. I'm not Kojic either. You know, I'm non-denominational, but we want to have a convocation every year. That's what we want to do.
Amen.
And I know they have Pentecostal convocations too. So, but I really don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so when they start talking about the
I said, yes, ma'am, this is the first time I ever heard of it.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
No, they have them all the time. They have them. I got a girlfriend. She's in Texas now, but she every year they go to St. Mm-hmm. Louis. It's always in St. Louis, Missouri, my home. And they have holy convocation downtown all the time in St. Louis, Missouri, somewhere. Every year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it all entails, but I'm just going to put it together like God leads me to put it together. But I just want everything to be good, you know, and we're going to affirm Apostle-elect Keith Alexander. We are going to prayerfully, we're going to ordain and license Minister Tremaine Buchanan, hopefully, in Prophetess. We're going to consecrate Prophetess Monica Pearson and go like that. That's the way we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know who else like that. You have any questions?
Okay. No questions. Just let me know, and I can get some typing going. I can also be a facilitator or worship leader, or I can kind of find someone to go, to come, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to, whatever you can do, whatever anybody can do, I'm just trying to. I was feeling overwhelmed because just like God put me down this time. I guess I was moving too much, and I got to be in North Carolina next Thursday. I got to be in your state next week. So I guess he was saying, sit down for a minute. So I've been in the house in the bed all day. I just went out and got me some Gatorade because I was, you know, getting dehydrated and stuff like that. So I went and got some Gatorade and some of that smart water. But you all just keep me in your prayers. All the grace of God I'll be on in the morning. God, let me live and nothing happen. Like I said, I probably won't have Bible class tonight. I'm just going to wait until, I just don't want to push myself tonight. And I got to do all the praying in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you all pray for me. I'm not going to hold you.
I see. Yes, ma'am. Got to use wisdom.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. I was telling Bishop, I said, well, I'm not going to teach Bible class. He was like, I'll teach it for you. But he got his own ministry and his church and stuff like that. And I told him that was okay. I said, we very seldom call off our Bible class. But this doggone temperature keep coming back. And look like at nighttime it come. It get worse. So I had it was breaking, but I see it's coming back. But I'm going to take me some more Tylenol. But anyway, we're going to get ready to get out here. God, just bless everyone. God, thank you for this meeting. God, I ask you now, God, to cover each one of us, cover our families, our homes, our vehicles, God. And thank you, God, for us even just coming together as a whole, as loving one another, God. We give you praise and glory on tonight, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So next time, but I'm going to pack you all. I know who's on here, Ashley and Prophetess Bell and Prophetess Jones. I'm going to contact you. And what I can send, it may be that you can call people
and stuff like that, remind them. But I'm going to have it on the radio station, too, here. I'm going to put it on the radio station. There's a lot of going on. So anyway, and if you all could come, and if you need help to come, I'll help you, whatever y'all need. So just let me, if you want to come, I want you to come. You know, it'll be a blessing because you don't know, one day you may want to get a consecrated as a prophetess and get your certificates and stuff like that, because nowadays you have to have that. People don't want you nowhere around their pulpit if you don't have a certificate or a license or something. That's why everybody that comes up under me, I make sure they have it. I don't have them to stay up under me. I'm saying go out and do what God tell you to do, but you still got need a certificate or a license or something like that. So God bless y'all. I love y'all so much. Y'all don't never let me down. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night. Love you too, Prophetess Sally. Thank you and Prophetess for coming. Good night.
Good night, y'all. Love y'all.
Love you too. Be praying. Thank you for praying. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.